And this program is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on today's program, coming up, I will be talking with a young cellist named Jordan Gunn, who is this year's concerto competition winner for the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, which is based in Champaign-Urbana. The orchestra will give its annual spring concert Sunday night in Champaign, and Jordan will be the soloist in music by Edouard Lalo. She'll be talking with us in about 38 minutes or so. She's also involved in the first portion of our program, which features violinist Sarah Sasaki, who is giving a recital on Saturday afternoon at the Urbana Free Library. It's the final concert in a series of recitals by a principal and other members of the Urbana Pops Orchestra. Here's one of the pieces that Sarah will be playing on that concert. We just heard music by Henryk Wieniawski, his Scherzo Tarantella, in a performance by violinist Kyung-Wha Chung and pianist Philip Mall, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us today. And on the program today, playing live in our studio, we have violinist Sarah Sasaki and a number of colleagues and students. She is going to be giving a recital on Saturday at the Urbana Free Library on Green Street from 2 to 3 p.m. It's the fifth and final recital in a series that has been offered by the Urbana Pops Orchestra, featuring some of their principal players. And Sarah also plays in a bunch of other groups around town, and I've known her in some of those capacities. One of the ensembles she plays with, a klezmer group called Don't Ask, will actually be playing on her recital program, and the music you just heard will be on that program as well. She's her accompanist, her pianist, her collaborative artist, depending upon how she likes to be called, is Sarah Schwartz. And we'll introduce her colleagues in just a moment. Sarah, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
So that's the voice of the star, so to speak, Sarah Sasaki, who is about to head back to school for master's degree?
Yes, that would be me. I'll be attending the University of Texas at Austin, getting my master's in violin performance. I'm very excited to be moving back to Austin, but sad to be leaving a wonderful community that I've been blessed to be a part of for the past 3 years.
And if anybody happens to recognize the name Sasaki and wonder why, if you've been around for any length of time in our community, or particularly if you're a jazz fan, you'll know the name of her dad, Ray Sasaki, who does come back with some regularity to town to play with various groups, and also used to be trumpet faculty at the University of Illinois. And also her mom, Jean Sasaki, was and is a fine pianist, and I assume is very active down there. And I'm forgetting, Sarah, were you born in Urbana, or were you born in Austin?
I was born in Urbana, Covenant Hospital, back when it was around.
Well, the hospital's still around. It's just changed its name. Yeah, I don't even know what its current name is. But you spent most of your formative years in Austin, didn't you?
Yes, I moved to Austin when I was 12 years old. So I spent middle school and high school in Austin. So I got to be familiar with the scene out there and perfect my classical playing. And so I went to Oberlin after I lived in Austin for a while, and then I came back here.
And you majored in violin performance at Oberlin?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And you worked with a number of people who were at the University of Texas Austin, where you're going to go and study.
Yes. So I'm familiar with the campus and familiar with a lot of the faculty. So it will be a nice place to continue my studies there.
You don't feel at all like you've already studied at the University of Texas?
No. I've had plenty of space between when I lived there and now being hopefully a little older and wiser. So.
Well, one does get older. We hope one gets wiser. Yeah. Never sure quite how long that takes. I'm still waiting for it to happen myself. What's your position in the Urbana Pops?
I am associate concertmaster, and so I also help with any of the bowings try to help recruit any potential new students that are interested in. Interested in joining the orchestra, and also to help other professionals, understand what the organization's about, and to help with that.
So. When you say help other professionals understand the organization,
well, we hire professionals to play along with the students, so they get the experience of what it's like to perform in an orchestra where you have three rehearsals. You have a very short amount of time to get the music ready. And so we have professionals join the students to help, bridge that gap a little bit.
And so in what way do you help the professionals?
I help to, recommend professionals that I know that I've worked with that I feel like would be able to work with students well and recommend them to play in the orchestra. So.
And the music director, or I guess he's principal conductor, Daniel Sutherland, along with associate conductor Stephen Larson, if I'm remembering his title right. When you were asked to play a recital in this series, which is new for this year, I think they've not done this before. What were some of your thoughts in deciding to put the program together?
Daniel's a very good friend of mine. We've become very good friends, as I've worked with him in the Pops Orchestra. And we had talked about doing this for a while. He had recommended that I should bring an eclectic program, with Don't Ask and the other bands that I play with. So I thought it'd be, a good idea to have maybe the first half as a solid classical program with Wieniawski and Beethoven. And then in the second half, I wanted to include some of the students that I work with on a regular basis. So I included one of my students, a former student, and a student that I work with in the youth orchestra, the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. And then I wanted to add some klezmer music to the program. That way there's a little bit of that eclectic nature that I was looking for.
And it's been, I think, all of the, or at least most of the other recitals in the series, trombonist Nathaniel Geiger, clarinetist Karen DeBush, flutist, I forget her first name, Yamaguchi. I am Yamaguchi, thank you, and violist Lady Tang. Most of those involved some of either their students or students who play in the Urbana Pops, because, as you pointed out, the educational component is important to that ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you brought your violin to play some solo, and you brought Sarah Schwartz to join you on the piano. As we heard at the beginning, you're playing some music by Wieniawski on the program, but also some music by Beethoven.
Yes, mm-hmm, that's correct.
Let us know about the piece and what movement you want to play.
Sure. I will be playing Beethoven's Piano and Violin Sonata, number 10. It's his last violin sonata he wrote, Opus 96. And today I'll be performing the second movement from that sonata.
And I like that you gave its proper name, Piano and mm-hmm. Violin Sonata,
yes.
Because it's the piano part that indicates the prominence of the piano part.
It's very, very extensive piano part, and it's a great collaboration between the two instruments. So, you know, it's its proper name, it's how it's introduced in the title, and so it's a great piece of music.
Let's give a listen to this movement. It's Sarah Sasaki on violin, Sarah Schwartz on piano, and they'll be playing this music and more on Saturday's recital at 2:00 at Urbana Free Library for free. And this is Live and Local.
Thank you.
a movement from Beethoven's 10th Sonata for Piano and Violin, G major, the key of it, and performed on piano by Sarah Schwartz and violin by Sarah Sasaki. Sarah Sasaki giving a recital on Saturday at the Urbana Free Library at 2 o'clock. It's about an hour. The fifth and final in a series offered this winter and spring by the Urbana Pops Orchestra. All the soloists, members of that orchestra, and mostly principals of some kind or another. And they do have concerts coming up. We'll be hearing more in the coming weeks, meaning the orchestra has concerts coming up. And, of course, these recitals in part to increase awareness for the Urbana Pops Orchestra. You're hearing Sarah and Sarah, and about to hear some more music live in our studio on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our programs are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. Sarah, you said you, among the students who are going to play next, two have either are or have been students of yours, implying, of course, that you do private teaching.
Yes, I do.
And this is through the Conservatory of Central Illinois?
Yes, I do teach violin and viola there currently. One of my viola students is going to be playing with me today.
And she is?
Annika Downey. And I have a former student here. She now attends the University of Illinois studying violin performance, Alea Weibel.
And Alea, a former member of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, of which you're the manager.
Yes.
And Annika, a present member of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. And you have a third member of the orchestra who doesn't study with you.
Right. we just have, I have worked with her in the youth orchestra, and I asked her to play on the recital cello. So Jordan Gunn is going to be joining us today on cello.
And a question for Alea and Annika. What's Sarah like as a teacher?
Very animated.
Animated?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
And I assume that's a good thing?
Yeah.
The animation?
Definitely.
And what do you mean by that?
She's able to pull out a side of your musicianship that you wouldn't be able to do yourself by just doing that on her own. And just kind of being around her, teaching you and playing for you, makes you more of a musician than you were. So.
And I gather helps to increase your own energy level as a player?
Yeah.
In some way or another. Annika, anything to add to that?
She's always very happy, and that kind of rubs off on the people she's around.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember a time that I've seen Sarah without a smile on her face. If it wasn't on right then, it's going to show up shortly, at least in my experience. And as a violinist, in any of the contexts in which I've seen her play, that energy level is apparent. And I know as a conductor, I've appreciated it a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Where so many times you know, I have a string section where you really wonder if everybody's even awake sometimes or enjoying what they're doing. And there's never any...
It's hard to be awake, but...
Yeah. But with Sarah, there's really never any doubt of either the fact that she is enjoying herself or that she's absorbed in the music, whether it's classical, klezmer, or any of the other types of music she plays, about which we will talk more in a few minutes. But you do have a piece that involves these other three students, plus yourself, making up a string quartet altogether by Dvorak. Why this piece? It's certainly a famous one.
Yes. I picked the second movement. It's one of my most favorite second movements in a string quartet. I performed this quartet with my high school quartet. I was part of a chamber music organization, and we were the scholarship string quartet, so we were able to attend this yearly organization free of charge. So we performed this in the second movement. Was my favorite, and brings back very good memories of playing this as a young violinist.
And we were talking about Dvorak's so-called American quartet. Mm-hmm. Not a name he gave to it, I don't think, but it does have themes in it that are reflective of the time that he spent in the United States. And it seems like an appropriate choice, too. If you played it as a young person, then you have these younger-than-you people joining you with it. So a great choice.
Thanks.
Why don't we give a listen? This is the second movement?
Yes.
Also a slow movement.
Yes, also a slow movement. Lots of slow movements. But there are faster things on the recital, so come back for that.
Thank you.
The second movement from the string quartet by Antonín Dvořák, known as the American Quartet. We heard violinist Sarah Sasaki with Leah Weibel also on violin, and Annika Downey viola, and Jordan Gunn on cello. And this piece will be part of the recital that Sarah will give on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Urbana Free Library in the series of recitals by players from the Urbana Pops Orchestra, who will start their own season, I think, next month. And it's been a pleasure to hear everybody. Sounded wonderful. Two of them students of Sarah's, and one of them a student sort of secondarily of Sarah's through her affiliation with the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. Also on that program will be a performance by another group that Sarah plays in called Don't Ask. They play klezmer music, and I often, whenever I use that term with some people, it seems common not to know exactly what that is. You want to talk about that a little bit and how you got involved in it?
Sure. I've learned most of my knowledge about klezmer music from the main fiddler in the group, Francis Harris. But from what I understand, klezmer music derives from, it's the music that you would typically play at a Jewish wedding. So a lot of times the tunes that we'll play kind of have an upbeat kind of feel. They're a little bit quicker in motion, so they're suitable for dancing at weddings. We do play some waltzes, and the music that we play isn't always traditional klezmer. We do add in some Armenian, some different Eastern European kind of tunes, and some of which are not so traditional that you will hear at the recital. So we like to vary it up a little bit.
So the recital will reflect the mix of,
yes,
of the group.
Yes, yeah.
You also play bluegrass fiddle. You play with some singer-songwriters.
I do. Mm-hmm.
In town, Morgan Orion and Megan Johns, mm-hmm, for example, as well as your classical playing. And then you were the founder of this group called the Black River Bells.
Yes.
When you were in Oberlin.
Uh-huh. We were an all-female, three-member bluegrass band. There was bass player, I was the fiddle player, and there was a guitarist and singer. I would sing a little bit, do mostly backup vocals, and we took about a 1 to 2 month tour while we were a band, so it was a lot of fun.
How did you get into the traditional types of music, the non-classical stuff?
It probably started, my father, Ray Sasaki, he he had me improvise when I was very young, and I always enjoyed it. But I, you know, I knew I had to get into college, so I focused on my classical playing through high school. I didn't even touch bluegrass, nothing. And then I got to college, and I had a friend of mine that asked me, "Hey, do you want to play in a bluegrass band?" And I hadn't played since I had played once with the Prairie Dogs on one tune. And so I decided to try it. I listened to a bunch of traditional Bill Monroe bluegrass tunes, and we started the band. And I just kept listening, kept learning, kept listening, and, you know, imitating the different styles of the fiddlers that I've heard. And here I am.
Is that something that you found easy to pick up, courtesy of the improvisational time you spent with your dad?
It's, you know, the improvisation has definitely helped. You know, having perfect pitch helps, because I don't have to think about the chords or anything like that. That's where a lot of people get tied up, is what chord you're playing, that kind of thing. And I can just hear it. So that takes one aspect out of the equation. But learning the tunes can be a very long process. And, you know, as a fiddler, you need to learn the tune and, you know, be able to improvise when your turn comes up to be able to do that. So.
Well, it should be a very varied and enjoyable recital, and a free one besides, on Saturday at 2 o'clock till about 3 o'clock. At the Urbana Free Library, Sarah Sasaki Violin, with pianist Sarah Schwartz, and with the Klezmer Band Don't Ask, based in Champaign-Urbana. And then with these other young colleagues who you heard today, Annika Downey and Leah Weibel and Jordan Gunn. Thank you all very much for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having us.
And stay tuned. We'll be talking with Jordan Gunn about her performance of a concerto by Edouard Lalot with the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, which has a concert on Sunday. She is the winner of the concerto competition this year. But first, a little klezmer music on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Thank you. recording from Smithsonian Folkways, Hevrissa, the name of the ensemble, European Klezmer Music, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. That is the opening portion of the prelude to the opera Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck in a performance by the Berlin Philharmonic conducted by Herbert von Karajan. And that composer, not to be confused with the singer of the same name, although I understand that's where he got his name. The East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra will open its concert with that complete prelude or overture on Sunday night at 7:30 at Centennial High School in Champaign, a free concert. And the concert includes a performance by this year's winner of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra Concerto competition, which is open to all of its members. And I am the music director of that orchestra, so always pleased to have a chance to talk about it, and certainly feature some of the young musicians. And the winner this year is Jordan Gunn, the cellist. She'll be playing the first movement of Edouard Lalo's cello concerto. And she's agreed to stick around and chat with us for a bit after her performance with Sarah Sasaki. Thanks for doing that.
No problem.
What made you pick this particular concerto to perform?
Well, my teacher, he told me he played this in high school too, and I think it's a really good piece for most high school musicians to play because it has a lot of cool rhythms and, it's very Spanishy, so it's fun to get into it, and it has a wide variety of, it has a lot of slow parts and fast parts, so it has everything, and it's really exciting, so that's one of the reasons I picked it.
Does it, is it technically more manageable for younger players than other concertos you could have chosen?
Not necessarily. There are some very fast passages at the end, but you don't have to go that fast really in it, but I don't think it's necessarily easier than the other ones I've played. I've played Cezanne concerto and the Haydn concerto in C. And those are, I think, a little bit easier, but Lalo is the most fun for me, and I like the Spanish style, so.
Your teacher is Daniel McDonough.
Yes.
He's a member of the Jupiter Quartet.
Correct.
Which is in residence at the University of Illinois School of Music. How long have you been working with him?
About a year, I think. I've been, before I was with Brandon Vamos of the Pacifica Quartet, and they left to Indiana. But I was very fortunate for the Jupiter Quartet to get here because Daniel has been a great, he's made me so much better as a musician, and my cello technique has gotten so much better, so he's great.
Besides just technique in general, are you able to talk a little bit about what you get from him?
Well, specifically, I really like his vibrato. He has a very loose left hand, so it makes everything a lot more fluid in the left hand and easier to play, and it just makes a more beautiful sound, I think. So that's what I mostly like to get from him, and he makes me get more interested in the music, and it's fun to go to lessons with him, so...
Well, having fun with a teacher has to help.
Yes, it does a lot. Yeah.
We were talking about that a little bit, with the two girls who study with Sarah Sasaki, that helps them, that she is so lively.
She is very lively, yes.
I hope you don't mind if I share with the listeners a little bit of my history with you as a cellist.
Sure.
When you first auditioned for the youth orchestra, and I forget how many years ago it was. Do you remember?
I think this is my third or fourth year.
Yeah, that's somewhere one of those. You didn't make it the first time.
Mm-mm.
Because, you couldn't sight read your way out of a paper bag,
expression. That was terrible. Yeah.
And then the next time you showed up, it was a completely different story. And then you've made... astounding improvements over those years.
Then
this year, particularly when you did your audition, it was even night and day from the year before. What kicked your interest in the cello into high gear?
Well, in about seventh or eighth grade, I got a new cello. And before, I had only had three-quarter size or half-size cellos. And so I finally got a full-size one that made a bigger sound and resonated a lot better. So I started to actually love to play the cello. Before, I wouldn't really practice, it was kind of just a thing that I would do. But now it's like one of the most important things in my life, so I take a lot more time into practicing it. And having, this is the third teacher that I've had, and so I've had a bunch of different perspectives on cello, so I guess I just have more information now than I did before.
Well, the most important bit of information, I assume, is that somehow you've discovered that you love music to the point where you become the music.
Well, thank
you. That's my observation of you as a cellist now.
Thank you.
And even just watching you play with the string quartet a little bit ago, even when you were just doing pizzicato, just plucking. In this slow
piece. Have to make pizzicato interesting somehow, so.
Yeah, but many people just don't manage it at all. But you really sort of seem to have absorbed the music and, as I said, become the music and project that out to the audience.
Well, thank you. I really love playing, so.
That's pretty obvious. Well, let's give a listen to some of this concerto. It's the concerto cello concerto by Edouard Lalo. Here's a performance by a fellow who was quite young at the time he made this recording, Matt Heimowitz. And he recorded this with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by a man that you're familiar with for reasons we'll talk about in a few minutes, James Levine. And my guest is Jordan Gunn, who will be performing this concerto with the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, whose concert is Sunday night in Champaign. This is Live and Local. The very beginning of the Cello Concerto in D Minor by Edouard Lalo, a performance by Matt Heimovitz with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Levine, here on Live and Local. That complete first movement will be performed with the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra at Centennial High School in Champaign, Sunday night at 7:30, featuring this year's concerto competition winner for the orchestra, Jordan Gunn, who is my guest this portion of the show. And I said that the conductor familiar to you for a particular reason, which sort of leads me to my next question, which also comes out of something you said earlier when we were talking about how you got kind of fired up about the cello. Mm-hmm. And you said you used to just kind of sort of practice, or just you did it because for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I wondered if having a really famous musician father and a pretty darn famous and very talented musician mother was at least initially a help or a hindrance. And your dad is Nathan Gunn, the baritone, which is why you know who James Levine is.
Yes.
Metropolitan Opera conductor. And your mom, Julie, pianist, and also mm-hmm. both of them professors at the University of Illinois.
Well, it has definitely helped a lot. I spend a lot of time at home playing with my mom, especially like Beethoven sonatas. It's kind of like our fun little nighttime thing to do.
That's your bedtime snack?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, but we're both really tired after like the whole day, and then we just kind of get back and play through Beethoven sonatas and sometimes play really bad and mess up all the notes, but it's our fun like thing to do. I don't think that they didn't change my mind, but I always loved music, but I didn't start loving the cello really until the new cello that I got. And then, you know, I playing with them makes it so much easier for me to love it and easier for me to go listen to other great musicians and meet people. So that's really nice to have them. And I love listening to them play together too. So
is there any sort of an intimidation factor having, you know, somebody having parents who have achieved so much musically, or is it inspiration, or doesn't it matter?
I would say more inspiration. They both love to do what they do, and I don't know. I think they've accomplished a lot, and I don't feel like I need to accomplish as much of that as they did to or are right now doing to be happy. But it is, I would like to accomplish as much as they do, obviously, but I don't feel intimidated by them, really.
I was going to ask if you know what you want to do at this point.
Well, I want to play the cello, I think in college I'll decide more, but I really like orchestra and I really like chamber music and I really like soloistic playing, so I'll find my way, I guess. I love the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, so, you know, maybe one day I can play with them. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
In any capacity.
Yes.
Well, I wish you luck as you keep developing. I mean, from what I see, you know, the sky's the limit.
Thank you.
For you as a cellist. Jordan Gunn will perform with the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, music by Edouard Lalo, on Sunday night's concert at 7:30 at Centennial High School in Champaign. And certainly encourage anybody who wants to go hear some really talented musicians from throughout throughout East Central Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And here are some of the other events you can see and hear live in our listening area for the next few days. Roger Whitesell, or perhaps he says Whitesell, I'm sorry, I'm not sure, will be at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tonight at 7 o'clock. It's Cody and the Gateway Drugs, Annie Girl and the Flight, and Justin Larkin at the Canopy Club in Urbana tonight at 9:30. The Stevens Spencer Gray Trio play jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana coming up very shortly at 5:30. And there's a jazz jam there at 10 o'clock tonight. The weekly Gunny Sack Review is at the Yoder Center in Arthur. That is at 7 o'clock. And a weekly Carillon concert at the Thomas Reese Memorial Carillon in Washington Park in Springfield tonight and Thursday at 7 o'clock. The traditional Irish music session is at Dublin O'Neill's in Champaign tonight at 8:30. Amy Mitchell Trio is at Dublin O'Neill's tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. The Gypsy Jazz Group Wagon Fire are playing at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, followed by the Dan Wendelkin Group at 8 o'clock. And it's Irish Ilan Piper, Paddy Keenan, going to be on the Piper's Hut Concert Series at the Upper Bout Guitar Store in Champaign Friday night at 8 o'clock, and Paddy will be playing for us live on Friday's Live and Local. The Prairie Dogs are playing bluegrass music at the Pink House in Ogden Friday evening at 5. And the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival and the Urbana Park District presenting its a Roots Walk at Crystal Lake Park in Champaign starting at 6 o'clock on Friday. Those are just some of the things happening in our area. This is Live and Local on 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're at 50 degrees at 4:58, all things considered, coming up in just a couple of minutes from NPR. On that youth orchestra program, the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra program, Sunday night at 7:30, Centennial High School in Champaign. There's the finale of the Second Symphony of Jean Sibelius, plus the Hansel and Gretel prelude we sampled earlier, and the Lalo Cello Concerto, and some music from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady.